Yeah. Come on. Here we go. All shucks now. Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Tariq Radio. Y'all know me. I'm your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have all of you tuning in. We're going to chop up that good game as we always do. What we're going to do, family, we're going to take a quick commercial break. So don't y'all move a muscle. We'll be right back, right here, on Tariq Radio. So don't go nowhere.
You still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game, and I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Attention parents and teachers, are you tired of your children listening to music that glamorizes drug use and negative stereotypes? If so, check out Gifted and Lit. Gifted and Lit is an award-winning educational program that uses hip-hop to teach children mathematics, science, self-esteem, and much, much more. This is a Black-owned product that needs to be supported. Go to giftedandlit.com to order their program today. Remember, that's giftedandlit.com. Yo, cupcake season is right around the corner, family, and you need to get your fragrance game all up in order. So you need to check out ashkicking.com. That's a Black-owned business that sells all natural health and beauty products, and it also has fragrance products. You can get beauty products such as body butter, hair moisturizer, face moisturizer, unique incense burners, incense sticks, scented candles, and so much more. So again, you need to check out ashkicking, that's K-I-C-K-I-N, .com.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail? Or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book, Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines, now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
I am delivered!
Yo, what's going on, family? We're here. Welcome back to the show. Ready to chop up good game as we always do. I hope everybody has gone to Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4 at HiddenColorsFilm.com. We are working on Hidden Colors 5 right now. We're looking at June. We're trying to get Hidden Colors 5 out by June, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to get that popping. So everybody, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get that Hidden Colors package. And everybody's listening live right now. If you're on YouTube, let me get everybody to hit that like button. Hit that like button, everybody, and hit that subscribe button, because we're going to chop it up for real on today's broadcast. So anyway, a lot of stuff we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the attack on the black family and how insidious and intricate it is. We got to really break that down. We got to really break that down, because there's a lot of attacks on black society, black men in particular, but there's an attack on the black family in general, and that's something that we cannot overlook. You know, they still got the Me Too thing going on, and we got the First Them movement going on. You know, and Terry Crews, they're still running around, running him in the media. They're doing a campaign media run with Terry Crews, talking about how he got sexually assaulted. And what they're doing with the Me Too movement and all these other movements, they're flipping it on black society. they have the people like Terry Crews and all these others who go around talking about sexual assault, but then they blame the black community for so-called ridiculing them and all this type of stuff. And Me Too, they're promoting Terry Crews very heavy. But one thing about the Me Too movement, they are not talking about the white man who sexually assaulted him. Have you guys noticed that? They're not talking about the white man who actually felt all up in his crotch and balls. They're not talking about him. They're protecting their own. So we have to understand what these movements are, and that's the reason why we have First Them. First Them is very important. They got this Michael Jackson documentary coming out, and I'm hearing that it's a horrible, horrible slander on the Jackson family. And you got a lot of shea butter Negroes and Negresses co-signing it. A lot of these Negroes who are the minions of the white supremacists within the media, they are co-signing this vicious documentary about a brother who's not even here to defend himself. And you have the Bryan Sangers and all these people out here who are getting cashed out. I tweeted something today about Bryan Sanger. He's a director who's been accused of there's many accusations of pedophilia and rape of this guy, and he's still getting his movies praised. They're talking about this dude might make $40 million. So all this stuff about, well, the white guys are getting punished too. Well, they get punished with millions of dollars. Have you noticed that when they target the black people with this Me Too stuff, you know, black folks get criminal investigations, but the white guys get $100 million in severance packages and payouts, buyouts. They get all types of money. So that's their punishment. They gotta cash out. Now the thing is, a lot of people and certain Negroes will sit up and say, well, why I gotta be First Them? Ain't all sexual predators bad? Shouldn't we go after all of them? Well, the thing is, the problem with the let's go after all of them, the problem with the whole all them narrative is, when you say we're going to punish all people, hold on one second. The people in the chat room are saying that I'm choppy. They're saying that my audio is choppy in the chat room. It's very choppy. So that means YouTube must be doing something. They must be janking around with the feed. Somebody said every 10 seconds it breaks up. Okay, let me slow the game down a little bit, because a lot of people listening in are saying that there's some issues with the audio. So let me let people get it together. Let me tell people to refresh the page. All right, let me see if this works. All right, everybody, if you're listening, refresh your page. Hold on. Okay, I'm hearing myself pretty good now. Okay. The stream is good so far. All right. Now, sorry about that, guys. Some people are saying that we're having some issues with the stream here. Some people are saying that we're having issues with the stream. I'm hearing it pretty good on my end. It is? The stream is lagging. Okay. So I don't know what's going on. It looks good on my end, but I don't know what's going on with YouTube. All right. But anyway, but I'm recording it. I'm recording it, so you guys are going to hear it anyway. Okay, I'm recording it, but you're going to hear it anyway. All right. It's better now. Okay, y'all feel okay. Some people said it's getting better now. All right. Anyway, like I was saying, let me just keep on doing what I'm doing. I'm talking about the Me Too movement, and somebody was asking me, what is it about us not going after all the predators? How come it just can't be all of them? How come it just can't be all them? How come it can't be all them? And the problem is, when it comes to punishing all people, unfortunately, black people are automatically pushed in the front of the line. When it comes to punishing all people, all different racial groups, the white ones just miraculously get skipped over, and they start pushing us in the forefront to punish us first. That happens all across the board. Whenever they say there's going to be a war on drugs and we're going to get all drug users and all drug dealers, the white ones are just miraculously skipped over. They skip over them and they start attacking the black people. When they talk about we're going to start tackling gangs, well, there's a lot of white gangs and white supremacist gangs around the country. When you think of gangs, you think of just Crips and Bloods. No, you got the Hells Angels. You got all types of gangs and white supremacist groups, as we saw in Charlottesville. All those white supremacist groups who showed up, those were different gangs that showed up. And when it comes to punishing gangs, they skip over all of them. Those are very fine people. And then they get at black folks. See, anytime there's an all, let's go after everybody, we automatically get pushed to the forefront. When it came to war, especially in Vietnam, we always heard reports of, we're going to send all the troops there, but the black folks are going to be right there in the front getting the brunt of the preemptive strikes of the enemies. So anytime there's some type of danger, detriment, or punishment, we get pushed into the forefront. So that's not going to happen. This is why it's first them. Okay, we're going to specify what needs to be done. We can't do the all thing, because even with the Me Too thing, the Me Too, that's supposed to go after all predators, but they're skipping over all the damn white ones. So they're not going after all. So if we're going to do that, let's just say first them. If we're going to start attacking black folks, let's just say first them. And that's what first them is about. It's that simple. There's a whole line of other people to go after, but y'all keep harping on the same one or two black people. The only person is only a handful of black predators within the industry. And really, R. Kelly and Cosby, quote unquote, and they put him in jail. But they're going after R. Kelly and doing everything they can to R. Kelly. And he's already been exonerated by the court. So they're still trying to find things to go after him for. But you have all of these other white predators over here you're doing nothing to. So it's first them. It's that simple. And the thing is, black people, we got a lot of black folks out here who are team Coon, team Shea Butter, team Buck Dance. Anytime we talk about black empowerment, it's these just me Negroes who are just happy with the butter biscuits that they get. Black folks value feeling special around the white supremacists. And when you start talking about doing tangible things for black folks, these Negroes get nervous. And we just launched the Tangibles 2020 movement, where we're going to stay on the necks of politicians, letting them know that black people, black voters, we want tangibles. We don't want any type of symbolic, non-quantifiable, quote unquote, benefits. It has to be tangible, specific for black people. We're not going to play that game. And we've been promoting this very heavy online. And there was one woman, and I retweeted her the other day. We were talking about getting certain things from people who are vying for our vote. We're talking about Kamala Harris is going to have to come with the tangibles. And this woman, some random woman on Twitter, she hopped into the mix talking about, why would we get anything specific for us? Automatically, there's Negroes trying to undermine it. And I pointed out, black people in America, we are the only folks who will talk like that when it comes to actually getting something that's going to help us. That's how much white supremacy has just degenerated our brains. You never see Hispanic, Asian, Middle Eastern, East Indian, you never ever hear anybody from that group talking about why should one of our elected officials give us anything? You will never hear them say that. But we got this sacrificial Negro mentality where we have to suffer for everybody, where there's some kind of honor in not having a damn thing. There's some kind of honor in being left out. There's some kind of honor and dignity with struggling and being marginalized. We got to get off that. We got to get off that nonsense and get these butter biscuit eating Negroes away from us. Because the thing is, like I said, there's an attack on the black family now. Y'all think it's just an attack on straight black men. See, that's the proxy. The straight black male attack, that's just the proxy. But the white supremacists within media, they have played a chess game on us where they have created sleeper cells within their media corporations. If you look at media corporations, most of them are pretty liberal, but the black people that they bring around are generally black people who are immigrants or black people who are LGBT or LGBT sympathizers. And there's nothing wrong with that, but why that? Why do you think so many black people who are hired by these companies just happen to be a part of that movement? Well, there's a reason for that. The white supremacists, they understand they're Negroes and they know what Negroes like. They know that we like approval, and they know that a lot of us try to run from blackness. They know a lot of us will try to find some type of escapism to get away from blackness. So they understand that there are black people who will use their sexuality to try to escape from blackness. And I'm not saying this about all people in the LGBT community, but they understand how we think because they created the mindset that many of us have. So they got a lot of these people up at these media corporations who will toe the line for white supremacy. Their job is to flip everything and use it to denigrate black society and protect whiteness at all cost. If you look at these Negroes who work at these media corporations, they go out of their way to protect white daddy. They go out of their way to deflect from racism, white supremacy when it's convenient. Now, they'll talk a little bit about white supremacy in little spots here and there, but when it's time for us to go in on white supremacy as a black group, they come in there and dissipate the energy by making it into a sexual thing. Case in point, the gentleman, the brother from the movie or the TV show Empire, Jussie Smollett, there was reports coming in. There's reports coming in that he was in Chicago and he was attacked. According to him, he said he was attacked by, I think it was some white guys, but they said it was some masked men wearing Trump hats, some Make America Great Again hats, from what I understand. They were masked. And let me slow it down. He was in Chicago. He went out at 2 o'clock in the morning to the Subway sandwich shop to get a Subway, some food, a couple of white Trump supporters caught up with him. They beat him up. They had a noose and some Clorox, and they poured Clorox on him, and they started yelling, "This is MAGA country, Make America Great Again country. This is Trump." So he was in the hospital. There was a major outcry for him yesterday. There was a major outcry for him yesterday. Now, the reports, well, he said they were white. And the reports, when they reported it in the media, especially with TMZ, they kept saying this was a racial and a homophobic attack. And then they stopped saying racial, and they just kept saying this was a homophobic attack. And all of the Negro minions from the white media corporations, they started towing the line by emphasizing that it was a homophobic attack because he was supposed to have been called a nigger and F word and all this stuff. So they kept emphasizing that this was a homophobic attack. They just went overboard with that. And what's interesting, when I reported it and other people reported it as a racial attack, because if you got a noose and all this, this is really a racial type of thing. You wouldn't know a person is homosexual just by looking at them. When we were reporting, okay, there was a racial attack on Jussie Smollett, we had a bunch of shea butter LGBT Negroes hopping in the feeds correcting us. Like, hey, wait a minute. Don't leave out homophobia now. Hold on. This was racial and homophobia. Don't leave that out. They kept reprimanding us to leave out for leaving out the homophobia angle. This happened over and over again. These shea butter Negroes were all on Twitter reprimanding everybody for not saying that it was homophobic as well. But when the white media, when they kept reporting that it was just a homophobic attack, none of these Negroes said anything. They never corrected them. None of these Negroes hopped in their feeds talking about, hey, you got to say it's racial too now. You got to say, they never did that. They never did that. They never did that. So that shows you where their allegiance really lies. They put their sexuality before their blackness, and that's the mistake that you guys sit up here and make, and I'm talking to the Shea Butter Cats. Y'all think that your sexuality is somehow going to make you exempt or immune from white supremacy, and that's not the case. Ask Ed Buck with those two dead brothers that they pulled out of his house, and they haven't punished Ed Buck. You're still in the same system of white supremacy as we are. Y'all can play that little mind game with yourself all day, but you're still in the same system of white supremacy. And the thing is, this was supposed to be an attack by some white guys, and certain shea butter Negroes were all on Twitter talking about, see how Kevin Hart's jokes, see how dangerous Kevin Hart's jokes are, see how dangerous D.L. Hughley. So they're going out of their way to blame black people for this attack that allegedly happened by white men. That's very deliberate. And again, black men are the proxy, and the black community is really their target. Yesterday's display of these shea butter Negroes who work for these corporations, this shows the disdain they have for black society. They cannot stand the black family. They hate the black family. And the white supremacist knows how to play on that and weaponize that. That's why they have them there. See, a lot of these guys, because of their sexual preferences, a lot of them don't have too many good relationships with their family. Some do, some don't. But a lot of them, they have issues with their family. Sometimes somebody in the family did something to them. But a lot of these people, these shea butter Negroes who sit up here with these white corporations, a lot of them have issues with their family. So a black family is something that's perceived as negative. So they'll do anything they can to destroy your black family and by proxy the black community. So that's why the white media has no problem lifting them up. And the white media, they were running with that homophobia story because they knew that they could capitalize off that. They were running that homophobia angle all day, and I was retweeting all of these white LGBT organizations collecting money. They were finessing the game. They were like, oh, this is horrible what happened to us. Send us some money under Jussie's name. Let's, in care of Jussie, send us some money. Us white LGBT, send us some money. They were finessing that thing all day, which I knew what would happen. So they're finessing the game fast, and they were getting their fast money. They're trying to cash out fast because there's already a lot of holes in the story. There are a lot of people who believe it's fake. I don't know if it is or not. I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying it's not. I don't know, but there's a lot of things about the story that looks weird. It already looked weird from the gate. it already looked weird from the gate. The fact that he's out at 2 o'clock in the morning, was he doing that? Was he just really getting a Subway sandwich? I'm not saying he is and he wasn't or whatever. I'm just saying it looks kind of strange. And he just happened to be out 2 o'clock in the morning in Chicago. It's freezing in Chicago right now. It's like yesterday or the night before, I think it was 15 below. Now it's like 40 below. I mean, it's like freezing in Chicago right now. And he's supposed to have, he's out here by himself. He went out by himself in the middle of the night. Two random white supremacists wearing Trump hats are walking around Chicago in the freezing cold with Clorox and a noose. Okay. That's weird. And also, they're saying that there's no surveillance video footage of any attackers. They're looking for, you know, they're going through the surveillance footage and videos of the area, and they don't see anything. So there's a lot of red flags already. And I don't know what's going on. I'm just giving you reports. Reports are coming in that nobody has been found on video. They got videos all over the place, but they haven't been able to find anybody. And yeah, there are Subway sandwiches open that time of night. I think they have footage of him in Subway, but they don't have any footage of any attackers. So a lot of people are questioning what's happening with this thing. But the thing is, the white LGBT community, they're weaponizing this. And again, I tweeted some stuff about Kamala Harris is going to probably use this on her campaign, because they've always been trying to get a deflective momentum going so they can deflect from race and deflect into other issues. They always do that. This is why we can't be on that kumbaya bullshit, because we're not. They're going to try to use this thing to prove some type of intersectionality. We're all oppressed together. We're all equally oppressed. No, we're not, and we're not going to fall for that. We're not going to fall for that game. They're going to push an agenda. Definitely going to push an agenda. Even with that lynching bill, y'all remember they were bragging about that lynching bill that Cory Booker and all and these other people pushed. They were talking about that anti-lynching bill. And what a lot of folks don't know, they had some LGBT language clicked up in that bill too. So, you know, they're going to keep trying to use that to push the benign neglect policy that they have about us. And it's up to us to cut that out. And again, the name of the game is to always take the focus off the white supremacists and blame black society somehow. These leaps of logic that they use to blame black society, they do that all the time. When Terry Crews got felt up by the white man, well, that's black people. It's me, D.L. Hughley, Russell Simmons, 50 Cent, it's our fault for ridiculing him. Jussie Smollett, he got assaulted allegedly by some white men. It's black society's fault for making jokes. When that synagogue got shot up by that white supremacist, well, that's Farrakhan's fault. They were blaming Farrakhan. Remember that? When that synagogue got shot up, they didn't blame the white supremacists. They were blaming Farrakhan, which is basically them blaming the black community and the black family. And the thing is, you know, they've been putting a lot of stuff about me in the media because I call this stuff out. And the reason they get mad at me, because I'm hitting stuff right on the money. And when I call it out, you know, the liberals, the media is controlled by, you know, liberal entities. The media is really controlled by liberal entities. So when you start questioning them, then you see all the propaganda come out. And all the right now, there's a lot of people trying to come out and take shots at me so they can do a little clout chasing, because now they know the word is out. If you take a shot at me, the media will give you some shine. You can ride that. I'm kind of the target of the left-wing media this time. Usually I'm a target of the right-wing media, but now the left-wing media is really going after me, and they see that if you take shots at me, you'll get a little shine. So yesterday, Tevin Campbell took a shot at me. Out of all people, Kevin did a little clout chasing. He got on my, hopped on my timeline and said, he tried to be all poetic talking about some Mark Twain, some shit he said. And then he was like, well, I was born to sing. You were born to be an insufferable ass. And it was so funny. I can't even get offended by that. It's Tevin Damn Campbell. So I let him, I could have roasted Tevin. Tevin is literally too easy for me to roast. That's why I didn't roast him. Tevin is literally too easy to roast. Easy as hell to roast. You dig? And so I retweeted him and folks started going in on him. So it is what it is. A lot of cats out here clout chasing. But the thing is, this whole thing is all about, really, there's a big movement to attack the black family. There's a big movement to attack the black family. And even the Kamala campaign, if you look at it, that's an attack on the black family when you look at it. Kamala, that's not a black family she has. Kamala really doesn't identify as black. I mean, that's just some a hustle they're running. Look, we've been pulling up old articles of her. They would identify her and she would identify as Indian American all the time. So if you change who you identify with every time you get around certain groups, I mean, where's your real allegiance? And then you got a zaddy at home. But they're promoting Kamala Harris hard because that's not a black family. That's not a typical black family. But they're trying to tell you, you have something in common with her because she's black. And what they're trying to do, they're trying to get the sisters, because they know brothers aren't going to really go for Kamala Harris. They know Kamala Harris is, she's a cop. Kamala Harris is a cop. And they know brothers, we're not going to support no cop. So what they're going to try to do is appeal to sisters. That's their thing now. So this is why they're attacking any black person who criticizes her record. That's what Tevin was doing to me. He was kind of accusing me of attacking her. That's their whole thing. They done sent Tevin Campbell after my ass. Now they're going to send Al B. Sure and Troop and Soul For Real and Rob Bass. They're going to send everybody at my ass from the 90s. But any black man who criticizes Kamala's record, rightfully so, they can't defend her record. They know her record is trash. Notice nobody can defend her record at all. So the minute black people start talking about Kamala's record, all of a sudden it's like, well, y'all niggas are just hating because y'all don't want to see a sister's glow up. It becomes that. They have to turn it into a, see, they just don't want to see our sister shine. They just don't want to see some black girl magic. That's them hating black men, girl. See, black men are haters. They hate to see a sister come up, don't they? That's why I got a zaddy, girl. That's why you got to get you a zaddy like Kamala. You understand? That's the whole scam. That's the whole hustle. We don't want to see her glow up. But the thing is, a lot of folks, when it comes to Kamala Harris and this whole attack on the black family, and I'm going to play some stuff from Roland's ass, by the way. People are playing dumb. They're trying to play naive when it comes to black folks getting those tangibles up out of her. Because if you're going to get the black vote, and this goes for anybody, this time around, we're on code and y'all going to have to come off them tangibles. They want to get that young black vote. Well, people are not going for the okie doke. We're not going for the little boule tricks. Y'all going to have to come up off them tangibles. And Roland Martin, and he's a boule. Y'all know Roland is boule. And Roland has been towing the line, and all the other boule links, all these people, they've been trying to run interference for the criticism of Kamala Harris. And Roland, on his broadcast the other day, I'm going to play a couple of broadcasts from Roland, but he had a few of his clique up there. And understand, Roland and his clique, these are the gatekeeping Negroes that get little butter biscuits, special butter biscuits from elected officials to kind of run game on black society. See, they get something out of running that bullshit game, but black society doesn't. See, they get their money by BSing you. Roland and his crew, they get their little positions here, see, in their little crumbs here, crumbs there, for BSing you. That's their job. So they're not going to say anything that's going to help you, black family, black America, as a group. They're just going to give you stuttering lip service and con games while they get the tangibles for themselves and their little Boule, Link, Jack and Jill groups. That's why they hate me so much. News One, all that, BT, The Root, all of that, that's Ebony, all that is Boule, 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 The Links, all of that is Boule. So that's why they're always writing articles about me every single day. It used to be a week, once a week. Now it's every single day they're trying to demonize me for telling the truth about them. And Kamala's Boule too. Oh, look, Kamala's definitely Boule. Let me, if you're looking at the live stream right now, I just put up an article that shows that Kamala has been inducted into the Links. They officially inducted her last year in the Links. So that's Boule. That's the female version of the Boule. Just so you know. So she's clicked in with all these people. Let's be very clear. She's clicked in with all these people. Now listen to Roland. On Roland's broadcast, he's up there with, what's that lady's name? There's a few people that he's up there with. One of the women is the sister who is Bill Cosby's lawyer. Is it, what's her name? Monique something? What is her name? And, you know, I she was kind of on the train a little bit with a lot of stuff she was saying. But what's the lady's name who was Bill Cosby's lawyer? It was the sister. She got a tight mouthpiece, but on here she was kind of running some BS game. I can't think of her name, but it'll come to me in a minute. But let me let y'all hear Rowley and his crew talk about Kamala Harris and what black folks want, and listen to the game that they're running. Listen to the game that they're running. Hold on.
Can you decode for the black folks what a black agenda really is? Because she laid out plank after plank after plank that disproportionately affect the black community, and people seem like they can't even really hear that. Like when you talk about Medicare for all, when you talk about tax cuts,
trickle down,
when you talk about disproportionate sentencing,
trickle down,
all of those things directly and disproportionately affect the black community.
Trickle down BS. A bunch of trickle down BS. That's the con game that they're running. That's a con game. That's a con game. That's a con game. They're talking that trickle down talk, family. When you start talking about what are black people going to get? Yeah, Monique Presley, that's her name. Thank you guys in the chat room. What are black people going to get? Well, healthcare disproportionately, criminal justice disproportionately helps black people. And the trickle down. We don't need trickle down. When it gets trickled down to us, it's already watered down and useless. We ain't getting no more trickle down stuff. No, thank you. We're not playing that game no more. The trickle down game is done. We're not doing trickle down no more. That's done.
Here's why you're having that kind of pushback.
And this is Roland up here.
I'm telling you.
And Roland's up here in a big red goddamn sweater looking like a big fucking candy apple with his BS. And Roland, he swear he's the smartest dude in the room. Roland swear he's the smartest guy in the room.
Is the Obama effect.
Yeah.
The frustration for black people. Oh, also, I'm sorry. When you also written for Ebony and Essence. No, because the reason I'm saying, because the reason I'm also saying that, I do recall writing a piece that ran in January of 2009 for Essence, where I said, just because he is elected, does not mean that what we want gets done.
Right.
We have to make sure to push him to make it happen. And so, when you, to this whole point about the black agenda.
And they don't really give an answer. See, when it comes to an answer, I want y'all to just notice this Boulé. This is Boulé talk. This is Boulé nigga babble. They talk all around it. It's a con game they're running. Now, listen, they never really get to the agenda. They just talk around it. What do we got to do? I remember, you know, 2 years ago, I wrote about in essence, in ebony, I wrote. It's nigga babble. It's nigga babble. They just can't get to the damn point.
There are some people where the only thing they define as the black agenda is she going to publicly support reparations?
Yeah.
No, that's not it. Not just that. There's other things you can do as far as a black agenda outside of reparations. Let's be very clear. There's other things. There's land allocation, tax-free allocations. There's business resources that can be allocated towards it. There's a lot of different things that you don't even have to call it reparations, but we can go there. But it ain't just reparations because of slavery. We've had Jim Crow. We've had all types of governmental backed policies that targeted specific black people. Us, we were specifically targeted and disenfranchised by these policies. Okay? So it ain't just reparations for slavery, nigga. See, this is jive ass they talking.
That's the only thing they talk about. The Obama effect is when Obama kept saying rising tides lift all boats. That angered a lot of black folks because, on another hand,
but it was true.
On another, well, no. But one is we can debate. But another hand is that he gave previous speeches where he talked about, where he said I can't do things just for black folks, but then in other speeches, consult the 2012 speech, National Urban League Convention, where he talked about having targeted programs for those most in need. And so for black folks, it's like, well, if that's the case, where's the targeted unemployment program for those most in need?
Babbling.
So when folks say black agenda, again, for all y'all new-ass black people.
See, when it comes to talking, this nigga gets into all the... So when it comes to black agenda, all y'all dumb niggas... You see, he keeps just going all over the place. When it comes to just getting to the damn point, it's like then it turns into criticism for black society. See, when it comes to black agenda, because all y'all jive ass niggas don't know what y'all talking about. I do. This is the hustle that they run, just to keep talking in circles without really getting to the point. This is a little con game that they run, man.
Let me take you back to Maynard Jackson.
Oh, Lord.
Maynard Jackson had the concept of every African-American in America having a business-sized card that can go in any wallet that said these are the black agenda. And so we could ask any black person, anybody running for office, your position on this.
Get to the point,
so
Rowley.
This point, when you say black agenda, that's really defined by the person who's asking the question.
Boy, they won't get to the... You see this nigga babble? He just will not get to the damn point. Boy, ain't he stalling? This is their job to just talk in circles and just stall and push the envelope all over the place and deflect. Okay, see, when it comes to a black agenda, I remember when Maynard Jackson gave us a card, and the card says, okay, ask what the agenda is. So when we talk about an agenda, it depends on the people who's asking. Oh, my God. Good Lord.
Onus of a black agenda is really upon the organization or the entity or the group asking those questions.
No.
So the group that deals with black home ownership, they are going to have very specific questions for Senator Kamala Harris. The groups that deal with criminal justice are going to have very specific conversations. The groups that deal with health are going to have very specific conversations. And so that's what...
Okay, out of all those groups, what should... any of those groups get. All right? Pick one of those groups, if that's the case, which is BS. So the housing group, okay, should we get housing? What is he talking about? What, black folks, all of us black people who are descendants of slaves, foundational black people, we're all in the same damn boat. So we ain't in this group, that group. We're all in the same boat. So when we're trying to get tangibles for foundational black people, we all have houses. We all don't want to be criminalized. We all need to have some type of business thing going on. So there's, I mean, all of this is going to affect all of us. So it doesn't matter who says it or who brings it to the table. So what is he talking about?
What you're going to have there. But for all these other people, yes, who go, where's her black agenda? As I kept saying, for a weekend, no politician is going to lay out expansive position papers on different groups. Those things are actually evolved.
Well, they do. They do. When it comes to specific groups, they start snapping up and start getting policies for other groups very quickly. People act like, well, we don't know. Man, it's going to take some time. Man, I don't know. What Kamala going to do? What can Obama do? What can they do for us? Black folks, it's just going to take. We need to get the paperwork together. It's going to take some time. I remember down in Florida. Y'all remember when that dude shot up that gay club down in Florida? When that dude shot that gay club up in Florida, boy, they had some new laws and policies for the LGB community within a couple of days. They had some stuff, some policies within a couple of days. They went up in there and had a sit-in and Congress and all that. And John Lewis, all he did, the whole, I feel blood in Selma. I was gay in Selma. You know, he did the whole thing. And then they got some shit passed, man. So all of this, when it comes to black folks, well, damn, it's going to take some time. I don't know, man. We don't know. Ain't nobody going to lay out no expansive plan for just one group. And stop it. All these other groups get stuff. All these other groups get things that are specific to them. Don't let them run that game on you. It happens for all types of groups. You know, the other day, let me pause this for 1 second. Let me put my talking music on while I'm... The other day, I was calling my insurance company. I had to get my insurance renewed. And, you know, when you're trying to deal with the insurance companies, you know, you got to make 5 or 6 different calls and they put you on hold a lot and you got to press all these different buttons. And I'm learning something. I'm listening to the automated messages and they were like, yes, if you need insurance for this, press 1. If you are an immigrant and you qualify for certain such and such benefits, press 3. If you are a Native American, press 4 to get such and such benefits. I'm like, damn. I'm like, whoa, what they getting specific? And you call your insurance company and just kind of listen to the automated messages. I'm like, what the hell? What they getting? I'm like, I'm waiting on if you are a Negro, press 4. I didn't hear that. I won't. Some of that, whatever they getting, I want some of that. That's what I want. I want to press 4 so black folks can get some stuff. So I don't want to hear all that. Well, no other group can't get nothing. No, other groups are getting stuff. Other groups are getting stuff. So they're playing this talking circle game. And let me play the rest of it. Because there's a lot more I want to play. There's a couple of clips, but hold on.
Over time. And so usually when you roll a campaign out, you have general themes that are universal themes.
Oh, this is another lie they keep saying. Well, she don't have no plan because she just rolled out. It's coming. Just support her and she'll just get to you. No, we did that with Obama. We were told to just shut up. Obama's going, we just wait on that second term. Well, he ain't do nothing for you now, but he just started now. God damn. Obama just started. He ain't the president of black America. He the president of all America. Come on now. Next term, he's going to really get it in. And we've heard that before, Roland. We've heard that.
because you are not talking to individual groups.
But she went out on a limb. She went so far out, she made me a little nervous. I mean, she was very specific about things that affect the African-American community.
Affect a lot. Weather affects the black community. That don't mean nothing. This is trickle down. This is Monique. Monique Presley just really disappointed me. She was on the train right here, man.
In a way, to me, that if she wasn't trying to wrap her arms around it, she could have just left off and saved for when people are pressing her on those issues. So I was thankful that she did that up front.
But folks want to actually hear black. Yeah. Let's just be real on it. They actually want to just hear black.
Yes.
She did.
She did that yesterday. No.
No, you know what I'm saying?
No, she didn't. She was just talking about, black people get hurt by the police. Black people get affected by crime. Okay, we know that. When are those tangibles going to, when are they going to come through? This is the game that they're running, family. They're like, she did talk about black people. What they talking about? What black people? She did. She did talk about black people. We don't want you to just acknowledge us and be like, okay, there's black people over there suffering. That's horrible. Anyway, we're all in this together. No, it don't work like that. You don't just acknowledge us and stop there. We're going to get into some corrective action. See, this is that Boulé bullshit that they run in. No, you ain't going to just be like, yeah, black folks get treated pretty bad, man. Anyway, but we're all in this together. We're a rainbow coalition now, and we're going to lift every boat and everybody. No. No, we got to get them tangibles about you. We need corrective action for black people.
When I say they want to hear, that's all they want to hear. Yeah. I'm just saying, you got it's understandable.
Yeah, okay, I'll take that. See, that black folk, that's all they want to hear. Okay, I'll take that because, yeah, that's all I want to hear. I don't care about none of these other groups no more. They don't care. I care about them like they care about us. I care about them like they care about us. These other groups don't give two shits about black Americans. I care about them like they care about us. It ain't our job to sit up here and cape for these other groups. These other groups don't do jack shit for us. These people, we're the ones running around here talking about black and brown coalition, black and brown, we intersectional. We talking that stupid nonsense. They ain't doing that. The LGBT community, they don't share all them resources with Negroes. The Hispanic community don't share their resources with you. The Native American, they kick you out the tribe before the money comes through. The hell y'all talking about? Hell yeah, I'm thinking about black folks. Yes. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yes, damn a rainbow coalition because it don't exist. We've done that. We've done enough. Everybody has rolled in on our backs. That's enough. We ain't riding nobody else. It's going to be a black agenda or nothing. They just want to hear black. Yeah, we do. I do. Yes. Because other groups just want to hear their shit. Other groups just want to do their thing and then use us as puppets and mascots. That game is over. We're done with that.
Nobody else.
It's understanding.
They're giggling, high-fiving. Oh, they don't care about nothing but nobody else, girl. They high-fiving that Boulé bullshit. Girl.
Talking about what they're asking for in this whole deal. And again, I go back to the Obama effect. There are a significant number of people, and let me say this. This is not just HOTEP.
Oh,
it's not just ADOS is not.
Now he's taking shots at us online, us who have a lot of influence online. He always taking this little shot. HOTEP. HOTEP means any black person who challenges white supremacy. That's all it is. HOTEP is just any black person who challenges white supremacy. He's always trying to take his shots with his red sweater looking like Winnie the fucking Pooh. Always trying to take your damn shots rolling. That means anybody who challenges white supremacy. That's what HOTEP is.
Not just black nationalists. It's not just, no. There are a lot of African Americans who are on Capitol Hill, who are black CEOs, who are black small business owners, who are black folks in academia and other areas, who, although you have not heard them publicly go there, they were disappointed in the 8 years of Obama. So let's just be real clear, okay? Since we're going to sit here and just be real honest, okay? what you're seeing with Senator Kamala Harris, what you're going to see with Senator Cory Booker, what you potentially will see with former Attorney General Eric Holder.
Get to the point.
What you would have seen with Governor Deval Patrick are black folks saying, we screwed up.
So it was black folks' fault.
We were quiet for 8 years. We sat here and mobilized and raised money.
So now it's black folks' fault.
Knocked on doors.
It's black. That's his whole thing now. So black folks didn't say nothing to Obama. So this is why we ain't getting shit. So that's the whole BS pitch now. That's the con game, con game, con game. Oh, Lord. This is what these Negroes get put out there to spread. This is what they get put out there to spread.
Folks not doing it with Obama and then being frustrated by saying what happened. But, I'm just saying that's what I'm saying. Final comment.
That's, look at the reverse of what's happened with number 45. His base asks him to do stuff, and he does it just for them.
Absolutely.
He could care less about the rest of America. He cares about his base, and they send him stuff. We don't want you to comment about Congressman King. Yeah. He didn't comment.
Got it.
We want you to do that, and he does it. So that's 30%
Eugene,
of people.
Eugene, the neighbors.
I'm still, President Harris 2021. That's what we're probably going to end up with.
Look, the thing that I would hope that as black folks who ever consider themselves black would understand is it is a big deal. And thank you, Avis. We talked about this via Twitter.
It's Monique talking.
That she is running.
Yeah.
You don't.
It's a big deal. She's right here. Monique Presley go with this symbolic nothing burger.
Get this far with this kind of big splash, with this backing, with this money by accident. And if people can't just take a beat and celebrate that, then we are missing an opportunity to recognize history and her story. And we really need to get that together.
No. See, here it is. She could be the first black female president. So let's just take a beat and just celebrate that. This is historic. Our kids can be inspired. It's that bullshit they said during Obama. No. Here they go with, let's just be happy a black person is running. No. That's not going to work. No, that doesn't work for us. If you do not have a black agenda, seeing a black face that's being puppeted by white supremacy means nothing. We might as well stay with a real white supremacist. If you're not going to do nothing for us, that whole sonic, I feel good looking at you nonsense. No, that's not going to work. And they're running this game on us, family. We're just not going to buy this BS that they're running. And the thing is, there's another video that Roland made, and I want to play that. Now, this one, he was in his car driving, so I think he tried to get a little more raw. But listen, this is Roland. Still, he's talking about Kamala and black folks and all this stuff. Hold on.
Share a few words about how it's been very interesting over the 3 days since Kamala Harris announced that she was going to run for president.
Okay, I didn't know the audios was this bad, and this nigga need to get his transmission fixed. That car loud as hell. What kind of car he got, like a Hyundai truck? Hold on.
I've been paying attention to the different people out here.
Can y'all hear him with that loud ass muffler? Get an oil change in that bullshit. Can y'all hear him talking?
Really, when you look at this sort of this response by some folk, with her, it's interesting. This whole response to her running, and what we've done is we have returned back to this nonsensical debate over blackness.
Okay, there we go. He's talking about we're having a nonsensical debate over blackness. Okay.
And the reason that is stupid to me is because it really does speak to this notion of self-hate. So let me
self-hate. So black people questioning somebody like Kamala Harris, who doesn't seem to have identified with blackness, and it's stupid and it's self-hate if we question what her real motives are, because all black folks are going to look out for other black people. We got coons out here. We got Sambos out here. We got people who look like us, but psychologically and mentally, they're somewhere else, and they will do everything they can to undermine us. So it's healthy for us to acknowledge this, by the way. Don't let him get y'all with that Boulay talk. This is that he's trying to shame black folks into not questioning Kamala's motives, because Kamala has a hell of a bad track record when it comes to black people. Understand, when she was doing all that locking parents up for truancy, those were single black mothers she was locking up. She don't care about black men or black women based on her track record. That's how we judge your blackness. What are you doing to black society collectively? That's how we judge it, not just by you being dark and you can dance to Cardi Damn B. Remember, Kamala Harris, they were all this week, they're talking about she's Indian. So where is your allegiance? See, you cannot be both. You can talk all that mixed up if you want to psychologically. You can't be both. Where is your allegiance? Because you can't be like, I am pro-black, but I come from a culture. I was raised in Indian culture, which is decidedly anti-black. Indian culture is extremely anti-black. From the top to the bottom, there's stories now of African students over there being terrorized. Some of their leaders, like Gandhi, were vehement anti-black racists. So what's the deal here?
Unpack that. So here you have a sister who...
Here you have a sister. They're trying to sister girl her up big time. That's why they had her connected with the links and all that stuff and all that AKA bulls. Look, this woman has not been connected to black society in I don't know when. We haven't seen her around no black folks. We haven't seen her doing black things or going to black events until recently. Let's just be real. We haven't seen her do all that stuff. And Roland, remember, he's all clicked in the Boulé and the links with her. So he knows.
He is... Jamaican and Indian descent. A sister who goes to Howard University.
Rachel Dolezal went to Howard.
Played as district attorney in San Francisco, goes on to become California Attorney General, now is United States Senator. And then we have folks who are engaged in this whole silly back and forth of her blackness. You have these ignorant, stupid fools talking about she snatched her edges. I mean,
he's talking about me. He's talking about me. They tried to, I used the word hair in a sentence, and then they tried to harp on that to kind of throw shots at me. Okay. All right, nigga.
They're so dumb, it's beyond belief. And so now you're going through all this back and forth. And the question then that you have to ask is, what exactly are these fools going to get out of this?
Tangibles, Roland. We're trying to get some tangibles. We're telling you what we're trying to get. We're trying to get tangibles. We're not clicked in with that little Boulay bullshit. We want tangibles, Roland.
See, so you have the folks who talk, who say, oh, hashtag DOS, descendants of slaves, and they start going on and on and on and on about, oh, she don't have a DOS agenda, and, okay, but here's the piece. Who is going to ask the question?
Oh, here the bullshit come. Here it comes with the BS. We asking, Roland. We are. All of us.
So we got reconnected there, so sorry about that. So, to all these DOS folks, which one of y'all gonna actually get an interview with her to ask her those questions? Y'all see where I'm going?
No, we don't, fool. You see this BS this fool is talking? So now, the issue is, okay, we want some tangibles, so How come we ain't asked her? How come we haven't met up with her and asked her yet? So that's his excuse now. That's his excuse. How come y'all haven't taken a meeting with her and asked her? Lord.
What y'all don't understand is a lot of people who talk lots of noise on social media, but they've done nothing to put themselves in a position to ask any of those questions.
What are you talking about? Do y'all hear this horse shit? This big baby panda is talking. Do y'all hear this? None of y'all put yourself in a position to go ask her. Y'all hear this? This is jive ass right here. This is jive ass talk right here. How come you didn't ask her, Roland? You're in the boule with her. Roland is in the same clique with this woman.
Nobody asked it. Oh, yeah. How come y'all didn't put yourself in the position?
Look. Understand all that y'all did. She don't know because y'all didn't have a meeting. That they understand what we need. She's supposed to be black, ain't she? Ain't she black? So she should know the needs of her community, right? Why we gotta have a secret meeting if she's all black and sister girl like y'all say she is? She should know the needs of her community, right? Also, this whole where y'all didn't meet up with her. Number one, we can't meet up with her because they vet you. They're not letting us get around her with questions like this, Roland, and you know that. Y'all remember when they did that DNC leak with Hillary? They had all in those documents, all these people that they would allow to get around Hillary, and the word they kept saying is we had to vet people. We vetted D. Ray McKesson. We had to vet this person and vet that person. So they vet certain people to bring them around. You know that, Roland. They're not about to let us get around her and ask her some questions. They vet every single person that goes around her, and you know it, you big koala bear with an S-curl nigga. Don't be out here scamming and running game on the community, fool.
They you know, I love all the people who don't get it when I was joking with Hillary Clinton in 2015.
Oh, he's joking with Hillary.
And it was a joke. But you notice how they all ignore the fact that I asked her black questions.
No, y'all, please.
Beyond.
I hate Roland. He always acts. He act like his big old jolly ass was Martin Luther Dairy King. He act like he was Martin Luther Dairy King when he gets a. I asked him. He ain't the Dairy Queen. He's the Dairy King. He's Martin Luther Dairy King.
I remember when I asked Hillary,
you didn't ask Hillary shit about any type of tangible. So stop it, Roland. Stop it, dude. Remember? No, we remember you buck dancing.
Before they even happened. And the discussion took place at Claflin University, HBCU.
All these meetings.
I want to ask all these people who are running their mouths. Okay, so let's walk through this. We asked Senator Kamala Harris the question. The 10 questions.
Oh, the stalling. That's his phone fucking up. That's not mine, by the way.
It's real easy to criticize.
Here we go. Well, this is the stallingest nigga I've ever seen in my life. This nigga is the stallingest dude I've ever seen in my life. See, this is what we do. See
what it is, right?
He's stalling. This dude is so full of shit, it's ridiculous.
But it's not easy to get off your butt. All these folks who want to run their mouths on YouTube and on so attacking her without even asking the questions. Now tonight,
and it is he's stalling so long his phone keep messing up.
Somebody just posted she has no agenda. All right, so tell me this. How many folks have an agenda 3 days after they announce?
Oh, Lord.
And to my point, an agenda is developed.
Oh, Lord.
I'm saying that black folks are going to be asking of Kamala Harris questions that were not asked of Obama. But it is stupid to attack Senator Kamala Harris, and she's only announced for 3 days. Don't you think?
And notice they keep saying attack. Notice that's their angle, too. Notice that's their angle. Anytime you ask questions about Kamala Harris, they always frame it as an attack. They all, you attack it. Why, y'all stupid for attacking it.
It's more important to ask the questions and then see how she responds. So all this childishness that some of these people are throwing out to me serves no purpose whatsoever. Because see, these same folks, okay, are they demanding the agenda of Elizabeth Warren? They demanding the agenda of Julian Castro?
If they start coming around us dancing, yes, we are. If anybody who comes around us trying to get our vote and trying to have this camaraderie with us, yes, we're going to demand that from anybody who's coming to us trying to get a vote. Yes, Roland, we are.
Of the guy who just jumped in, who was the mayor of Notre Dame, all of them should be asked all of these questions. But the point that I'm making...
But none of them went to Howard and pledged AKA and listened to Cardi B in like red hot hot sauce. None of them are doing that.
Thinking is idiotic to sit here and even go through this childish, let me question your blackness.
Stop harping on the blackness. Stop harping on the black. See, that's a deflection. They keep harping on it. Y'all question her blackness so we can stop talking about tangible. See, that's deflectionary talk. That's nothing but deflectionary talk. He keeps harping on that. All right, damn the blackness. Where are the tangibles? Okay, she blackety black black. Okay, are we going to get some blackety black black tangibles?
This is why a lot of... Look, y'all got to be real careful of the people who you listen to.
He's talking about me again.
Subscribe. A lot of noise. But then when you look at their record, what have they done?
You don't want to go there.
How are they in?
You don't want to go there with me. My track record is long, by the way, but y'all know that.
We're having some Wi-Fi issues here.
All right, his Wi-Fi is fucking up. I think he tried to go through a drive-thru.
These are all critical questions that we should be asking. And looking at somebody's record, looking at their agenda, and say, okay, how does that size up for me as a voter? You see, I don't make the assumption that a black voter in California will think the same as the one in New York is the same as the one in Alabama.
Oh, Lord, all black voters ain't the same.
I believe what we should be doing is examining all of the candidates. I'm not endorsing anybody. But what I am going to say
really?
Is I'm going to wait to see what you put forth.
This is jive ass. He's in the boule with Kamala, so you know he's endorsing her. This is jive ass he's doing. This is just deflection. He's deliberately putting up smoke screens so he cannot talk about tangibles.
And then I, as a journalist, am going to ask them, to seek an interview with them, and ask them a series of questions that I believe are relevant to our community. But what I want you to do is not fall for the okie doke of folks who are jumping out here trying to pull somebody's black, question somebody's black card, because they really don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Stop deflecting. Stop deflecting, Roland.
We're going to be asking those questions on Roland Martin Unfiltered. We are going to be doing it with all of the different candidates. My desire is to actually do a town hall at various HBCUs.
And just talk and run your mouth without getting anything accomplished.
Is teaching and not get caught up listening to racial demagogues who actually...
What's the racial demagogue?
...bring anything else to the table but mayhem.
Mayhem for who? That he's talking about us. He's talking about us. He's a me, Professor Black Truth, Black Authority, Yvette Carnell. That's who he's talking about. All of us now. We're racial demagogues and all. We bring mayhem to you boule niggas because we make it hard for you to get your butter biscuits. That's where the mayhem is coming.
And so I don't even listen to those folks.
Yes, you do.
I don't watch them.
Yes, you do.
I don't subscribe to their tweets. All this sort of nonsense. Because to be perfectly honest, they have no track record in actually delivering in the stuff they talk about.
Which is a lie.
We need to have people who are willing to ask those questions. Willing to challenge. Willing to go to news conferences. Willing to talk to the folks. Not sit back and just yak, 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 yak.
Which is what you're doing now, Roland. You're just yakking.
That really is where we have to be in 2019. And so what I will hope that as all of these candidates, and see what I'm doing is I'm waiting to see when everybody gets in. I think anybody who wants to run for president will have to be in the race by the end of February. So then we're going to see what's, then it's game on. Then it's game on. But I really, really hope that we have folks who are paying attention, looking at and vetting folks and not getting caught up in childishness.
Talking in circles, really, talking in circles, talking in circles.
Happens. I want to see what every candidate, not just Senator.
Let me fast.
I want to know what's their agenda when it comes to driving more capital to black-owned businesses. I want to know all of these different things. But you're not going to be able to get those things if you're not in a position to ask somebody those questions. And let me tell you something. The folks at CNN, at MSNBC.
Let me play that again.
Know what's their
let me play this because I want to. Hold on. This is important. Hold on.
What is their agenda for HBCUs?
Oh, yeah. I want to play
not
this.
Just Senator Kamala Harris. What is their agenda for HBCUs?
Wait, hold on.
I want to see what every candidate, not just Senator Kamala Harris, what is their agenda for HBCUs?
We ain't doing that HBCU money again. No, we ain't doing that. We're going to give the money to a school. No, that we don't want that. Dr. Claude Anderson talked about that, just giving money to schools, which basically you're giving them to back to white banks because it's – no, we need businesses. No. That giving it to the school, we're going to get your free education, that's not going to work.
I want to know what's their agenda when it comes to education. I want to know what's their agenda when it comes to driving more capital to black-owned businesses. I want to know all of these different things. But you're not going to be able to get those things if you're not in a position to ask somebody those questions.
What do you mean in a position? What are you talking about?
Folks at CNN, at MSNBC, Fox News and the rest of these networks are not going to be asking these questions. We got to have black-owned media who is asking these questions.
That's what we're doing.
Just let y'all know.
That's what we're doing.
Please join our Bring the Funk.
All right. All right. Enough of that bullshit. And let me say this.
We got to go up there. We got to get some people up there to ask it. We got to get a meeting up here. We got to get some good people up there to ask these questions. But that's why we got black media like me. Y'all need me. What he's trying to do is trying to position himself. So y'all need me to go up there and ask it for you. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to get some money for HBCUs.
Let me tell you something, Roland and Kamala's crew and the Boule and the Lynx and all you people. Let me tell y'all something. With this little con game you're running. Let me let y'all know what the deal is. Because number one, we're not going to go to Kamala or any of them and ask them a damn thing. You got it twisted, Roland. We're not going to go ask you for nothing. We're, as a black, foundational black American group, we are telling you what we want. And if you do not deliver, we're just not going to vote for you. So we're not asking you a damn thing. We're not going to you asking you nothing. You need to bring your ass down here to black society and say, black people, what do you need from me? Then you will get a vote. We don't have to vote for you. All that I spill blood in Selma, my grandma vote, that's done. We ain't going for that. The game has changed now. If you want something, you come down and you ask the people, and we're letting you know what we want. We want tangibles. That can come in the form of land. That can come in the form of economic business development grants. There's a whole list of things we can do. Let's not play dumb. There's a lot of stuff we can do as far as what black folks can get. That's what I don't like. When it comes to giving us something, everybody gets confused all of a sudden. They got all types of ways to give money and allocate resources and money and land and funds. They got free land for animals out here. All of a sudden, when it comes to us, well, I don't know. Prison reform, that'll help you. No. We're not playing that dumb game no more. We're not playing dumb games no more. You want something? You want to vote from us? Bring those tangibles. Come down here and holler. You know where we are. You know what we're talking about. You know what we want. Doing the dancing in churches and all that, that ain't happening. Your Boule cronies, they're gone. Ain't nobody taking them seriously. They're done. Rolling in those guys, that's not the lick. The white media slandering people for you, that's not the lick. Y'all going to have to come on up off them tangibles. It's time. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Go to tangibles2020.com. Speaking of tangibles, look at our mission statement, tangibles2020.com. Also go to firstthem.com. Everybody contribute to the movement. tangibles2020.com. If you're watching me live, you can look in the description box below. Shout out to everybody in the room. A lot of folks in the room chopping it up. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. Follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. Follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. Ladies and gentlemen, and again, go to Tangibles 2020. Contribute to the movement. We're staying on their necks. We're going to stay on the people's necks. We're not letting up. Don't get scared now. We better understand how power works, and let's not be afraid of power. Let's not be afraid to exercise our power. Let's not be afraid to call out all the coonery that's coming from the Boule crowd and go after their necks. Go after the crowd that's going after the black family, the minions of the white supremacists in the media. We got to stay on these people's necks as a group, family. Anyway, man, that's been it. Y'all have a great day, guys.